We're back. Last segment of the show. Davin's in. On the break, I got a message from a pal of Joe's and myself. I don't think Pip knows, but knows him. But Joey Cola,
yes,
decided to call in. Wanted to share a story with Dennis before we move on with our scammer stuff. So I think Dennis is worth us straying off the beaten path and having one more Dennis Ross story.
Yeah, and from Joey Cola too.
And
Joey
I
Cola,
met Joey.
You've met Joey Cola.
Yes.
Hey, Joey. Welcome to Davin's Den.
Hey, pal.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
You're on with Joe Curry and Pip Helix, and of course me.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi,
Joe.
Joey.
I know Curry very well.
Oh yeah, same here.
I've never met.
Well, she says she met you. It might have been in the bushes she was stalking you.
I saw one of your shows, and I bought one of your CDs, and you were nice enough to chat with me for a little while afterwards, but I don't expect you to remember that.
I don't remember yesterday, to be honest with you. I'm losing it. I eat too much cake.
Is that the cause of that? So,
I'm all bummed out. You know, Dennis was a great guy. He was a good friend of mine. We started out back in the day. In the 80s, I started out 80, 81, and Dennis was always a guy that would provide, like, one-nighters for me and Voss and Delina and, like, a bunch of us, you know, and we'd go shoulder to shoulder in these back rooms when there was smoking allowed and cursing and, you know, everything. It was just insane. It was like we were all like pirates. And he booked me at Betty's Fireside Tavern one time, and he actually paid me on one knee behind the bar when I fight broke out between Bob Woods and the whole audience.
Woods.
my friend Steve-O, who's not Steve-O from the Jackass, his name is Steve Oakes actually now, and he worked at gig, you know, Betty's Fireside is notorious for being the worst gig ever. So Dennis was one of many people who got their turn at booking it. So my friend told me, I said, how am I going to get over in this room? He said, if you got one of those foghorns from a boat, bring it. So I'm emceeing. There's a stage behind the bar, like a stripper stage, you know, like a restaurant, bar, house. It was crazy. And I blow this thing off, and I lose one of the speakers. Boom, right in the beginning of the show. It was nine deep, no cover charge. And I get up, and I'm like, how you guys doing? You suck. Get off the stage. I do like 5 minutes. I bring up this guy, Lance Montalto, and he's a comic from the Midwest. And so he does his time. They eat him alive, too. And then Bob Woods comes up, and he really needs the money. So they start heckling him. Get off the stage, you fat guy. You know, they're screaming at him. He looked like Captain Kangaroo, but he sounded like Jackie Gleason. He was tough. He was like 6'2", long blonde hair, and just a rowdy. You know, he always had a joint hanging out.
Yeah, I remember Bob.
So the guy says, get off the stage. He says, in like Gleason's voice, he says, pal, when I get off the stage, I'm going to kick the hell out of you and all your friends. So he does his time, and sure enough, I get up on stage. I was emceeing. They go, let's hear it for, and all you hear is like slapping of skin. And I look down, and there's like Bob Woods has got one guy on each armpit, and he's swinging him around, and was like the end of Blazing Saddles. So they were all fighting, and then at the corner of my eye, I'm like, oh my God, I don't see Dennis Ross. How are we going to get paid? We got a fight going on. I'm driving a 1985 Nissan Sentra that could barely hold these two guys, and a little four cylinder thing. And at the corner of my eye, I see Dennis come running in. Joey, come here. He kneels down behind the bar. I jump off the stage behind the bar, and there we are on our knees. He's paying me. He's counting it out, 20, 40, 60, 81, 20, 40. I'm like, dude, the glasses are smashing all around us. It was like the Blues Brothers, like in a cage, you know. But he says, I don't care how bad the gig is, man. I always make sure I pay everybody. So he paid us on one knee behind the bar, and then he left, and then I brought the car around. Woods came running out, all bleeding. And then we got out of there, but that's just one of many stories that I have of being with Dennis. So
that's great. Yeah. That's really a testament of his respect for the business and for his fellow comics.
Yeah, he made such a good impression on everybody because he was like a big, lovable, you know, Giants fan, Springsteen fan. Like he was so simple. Like that song, Leonard Skinner. Simple man,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's him. That was him. And even when he approached comedy, like he just got the simple laugh, got the laugh and then moved on, you know, It was like set up punch, set up punch, set up punch, but in a way where he just wanted to sit on his lap. He was Santa Claus for everybody, you know? He really was. He just, like, even if you see the video of him, he's on stage on a stool, and it's almost like he's got the audience on his lap, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, he brought you to this nice, peaceful place, made you laugh hard, and then he put you back again. It was always great to be around him.
I was talking to Dennis years ago about he was like getting grief for sitting on the stool because some people just didn't get it. Not audience, not other comics, usually agencies and clubs just didn't get Dennis Ross, the persona. And I go, Dennis, what you need to do is, maybe we're talking about doing a one-man show, is you need to get like a big comfy chair, like an Archie Bunker type chair. Yeah. An end table and a lamp and do your act.
Yeah.
Then people would get it, that he was just doing this completely different vibe. Because he was a very laid-back person in real life, and his act was very laid-back.
Yeah, and you wanted to go into his world. You know what I mean? He created that realm that we all create. We all try to create our realm, but he created one that was different than everybody else. And that he made you feel so comfortable, you know, while you were watching him, talking to him, anything, you know. And he was just such a nice guy.
There's
he found all positive all the time. And it was just, he really enjoyed his time on the planet, you know. He didn't have to search for the truth like a lot of us do all the time. And you know what I mean? He was so content with being who he was. And I so admired him. For, you know, being the road monster he was. I mean, he was the consummate road comic, and he would go to these places, and I think he still got the thrill out of conquering those back rooms. Because there is a thrill that comes when you're at a Betty's Fireside or, a Shenanigans up in Connecticut back in 1984, where, you know, they had a cage in front of the stage and stuff. And, you know, there's a certain gratification that comes when you conquer those rooms, and he was still getting that all the way up to the end, you know?
I was just thinking about as you were talking about his act. Dennis had something that's pretty unique. If I look at your act, Joey, or I look at my act, or I look at Joe's act, there's an element of aggression in our act, whether it be our mannerisms, what we're talking about it, how we say it.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis would play these horrible rooms, but there really wasn't any aggression in them. The material wasn't aggressive.
Yeah.
The persona wasn't like he'd tell an audience to shut the fuck up if he had to, but more and more comedy became loud and aggressive, and Dennis was the antithesis of that. And I think sometimes these agencies didn't get it, but the audience did, and that was really refreshing about him.
He didn't need that. My insecurity is that I can't go without. I can't deal with silence on stage. If they're not laughing, I got to be talking, which is an insecurity that I have.
I have the same one.
All my comedy, which I learned early on, most comedy comes from anger. Which, I mean, his comedy came from. He was annoyed at certain things, I guess, and the observation tweaked him a little bit, you know. But it was never. A loud, in-your-face aggression.
No.
It was always almost like he put his arm around you and went, hey, come here, look what I see. You know what I mean? Like when you see a frog in a pond. You know what I mean? Like, and he did his stand-up. It was almost like he put his arm around you and went, hey, guys, look at this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was so cool just to be around him and stuff.
It was almost like a hip vibe, like the 70s comics had. You know, just a very cool hip vibe that he had.
Like a beatnik thing in the 60s where you almost felt like the audience wanted to snap their fingers. You know?
Right.
Yeah, I think that describes him well and what he was. We all lost a lot. I'm going to call you after the show, Joe.
Yeah, give me a call.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate
it. You got it, man.
Thanks, Joey. Love you, pal.
This is all going to be in podcast.
So bye, guys. Joe, I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Joey.
Take care,
Joey. See you again.
Bye-bye.
I didn't tell you that I saw him in Atlantic City.
I think you just did.
I saw him in Atlantic
City.
You
know, it's kind of a funny side story. He meant Steve O, and Bob Woods. There was a night, there was a comedy show up by me, which was had Bob Woods and Steve O and stuff like that. And there was another comic. And in the audience, it was Adam Ferrara, myself and Anthony Cumia.
Wow.
And we heckled the crap out of them. And this is before we were comics.
Because you're terrible people.
And we heckled those guys. Fast forward 8 years later, I'm working with Steve O, and I told him, I go, look, you did this one gig over by me. The three of us heckled you. I go, I've been at this 8 years. I'm sorry. I apologize. I go, I'm sorry that night. Now that I have to deal with this shit. Sorry.
You have no idea until you're on the receiving end.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's do a little bit of Ann Jackson.
Right. Okay.
Some Scam Busters.
All right.
We can fit that in. So here we go. Play the music. There it goes. Pip, what are the categories for now? While you come up with the categories, I'll recap everybody. We've learned a lot about Ann's backstory, how she personally got scammed, and how Jimmy Jones was the first one. And the poor guy disappeared. And people tried to find him in airports or hospitals. But eventually somebody was calling from Jimmy Jones' phone on his behalf. But she never got Jimmy Jones again.
No.
But she did lose a lot of money.
They retired that character.
Right.
Right off the bat of the first episode.
Yeah.
Like a Macy's Day balloon. Yeah.
He was like
doing bullwhip.
He was like
anymore.
Chuck, the big brother on Happy Days.
Yeah. Somebody that didn't work out in the pilot.
Yeah.
They recast the part of Jimmy.
Yummy. So, of course, the first is a perennial favorite, Mr. Davin.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is Mafias.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is Ball Busting Blue. Mm-hmm. So what are you thinking, Joe?
All right. I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Okay. Fucking Mafias.
Not even fucking. Just Mafias.
Oh, Mafias? I'm going to go with two.
Okay.
Ball Busting Blue, I'm going to be a renegade. Zero.
Oh, look at you. All right, Mr. Davins, I'm going to say three. Mafias, I'm going to say one. And Ball Busting Blue, I'm going with one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Joe's Girl says four Mr. Davins. One Mafias and one Ball Busting Blue. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're very close together.
Yeah.
All right. And Lisa will weigh in while we get started.
All right. Tom
Duckett. Tom's out?
Tom has some errands to run. Oh, wait. Here's Lisa.
This just in.
Oh, the exact this exact same thing as Joe's Girl. Four Mr. Davins, one Mafias, and one Ball Busting Blue.
You see Tom's dog? Isn't it puppy?
We've all
beautiful.
Seen Tom.
Yeah, I know. We get it. Yeah, but a puppy.
We get it. Your dog's cute. You're very fond of her. We get it. We get it.
She's beautiful.
A puppy.
It is a very
a
beautiful
baby.
Dog. But now he's talking about the dog farting. It's like, it's enough.
I know. When farting becomes cute, you are really overwhelmed by your
They might need to see other people. All right. Let's get right into this, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Dateline, July 12, 2014. So I write to Ann, I go, I know you think Jimmy was your friend. He was not. He was the first step of this elaborate scam. They played on your emotions and sucked you. I don't know why I didn't write Ann.
No, you were right that time.
No, I think you're right.
And sucked you.
Funny.
All of your problems start with Jimmy Jones.
Yes.
So she writes to me, this is from Brown Cotton. If you cannot pay the transfer fees, €890, then forget about your funds and I will ask the Interpol to return to the States. They don't work in the States.
They're sitting around smoking cigarettes waiting for her to...
But the Interpol's in Europe!
I know!
It's not an American thing!
Stupid.
Thanks, Brown. What can Brown do for you? Fuck
Nothing.
You.
Nothing. Suck you.
That's what I do. So I write to her. I go... she writes this, I think. The FBI would never ask... Oh, I said this. The FBI would never ask Interpol to return to the United States. The Interpol would have no jurisdiction over the comings and goings of somebody in the FBI.
I like that. To return... We live in Holland.
We come in, why are we going in? To the States?
We don't have to go. We're here.
We're going on vacation.
And then I wrote in all caps, scam, scam, scam.
You told her.
Should have put that down.
Scam, scam, scam.
So she writes, subject line, it is a shame they are scammers, isn't it?
Oh.
Isn't it always? And then she sends me an attachment of a picture, and the picture is called, it's called My Dick.
She said that James Miller sent his dick to her, gave her his fucking dick. That's what she said.
What, like a dick pic?
Yeah.
All right.
And is it?
We'll get there. Like a dick pic, like you don't know.
Like a dick pic.
Check
seeing it for the very first time. Like a dick. Sorry.
Nothing says I love you like a freshly sent dick pic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't send dick pics because we're like sort of public figures. I mean, Pip could because she's going under an assumed name.
And but, mine is gigantic.
But the whole thing, I never got the dick.
You're going to need more JPEGs for that dick pic.
But it's like, what's the purpose of sending a dick pic?
For something for her to get off to.
I don't know, but it's like.
You paste it on your dildo is what you do.
It's like, it's like when you're trying to sell somebody a car. Here's the engine. You know, I never.
Well, sure, you want to make sure it's clean and works properly.
I don't, you know.
But see, men don't understand, or at least the men who send dick pics do not understand that women don't work the same way visually as
they do. We are very visual.
Very visual.
We are, yeah, women
and
are more.
And that'll be enough.
Yes.
Ah, boobies.
But I mean, yes. What do you do with this, like, as a woman? What do you do, put in a locket? What do you fucking do?
You could. No. If it's an Asian.
You look at this picture, this disembodied member, and I don't care how lovely it is, you look at it and go, ew!
Oh, no.
And then you send it to your friends and go, look at this! Look what he sent me!
So if you're having cyber sex.
Yes.
And the guy sends you the dick pic, wouldn't you look at that while you're doing what you're doing?
Oh, well, if you're having cyber sex,
right,
that's a completely different thing.
Right.
If you're just having a conversation, so how's the weather there? Hey, let me show you a picture of what's going on outside. Ba-da!
Well, looks like it's going to be.
That's how it usually happens.
That's presumptuous.
It's going to be 70 and partly cock.
There's a 90% chance of my cock.
Yeah, 90% chance of cock.
You're going to need a slicker and a raincoat.
That looks slick enough. No, that's how it usually happens.
See a cloud and a cock over it, you know?
Sure, penetrated the cirrus cloud.
That's going to be 70 and partly cock.
Now it's moist.
Funny.
Is that humidity? No, I'm just excited. Go on.
You see it spurt.
Send me your left nut.
Then you see it spurt. Ooh, rain on Thursday.
All right. I think there's pollution. This rain is white and milky.
Funny.
Don't catch it with your tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm singing in the sperm.
Isolate that.
It's hard. It's partly cock again. Singing it. Sorry.
You've never been more comfortable in your own skin. instead
of dancing, holding umbrellas, they're holding dildos.
Oh, we finally had the breakthrough that Joe's needed. I bet your therapist never got you to sing like that. We've learned so much.
Yeah.
You look so gay and happy when you were singing that.
Oh, that's funny.
don't retract. Embrace. And now that you're gay, I guess that means you could do our website, because that's generally where I go for these things. It seems to be a prerequisite. My hiring policy.
Oh, that's funny.
Do you like cock? Perfect. Do my website. You have no experience? I don't care.
Yeah. Use the Roman font. You'll like that.
You'll like Greek better.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, I digress.
Back to the story.
Write down singing in the sperm. That'll be this is called. I'll make sure I promo where Joe was singing in the sperm.
Oh, my God.
We all learn so much.
If anybody gets a hold of this notebook that I keep for the show, I am doomed.
You know those people at the common go, yeah, we kind of figured. We could see that.
Yeah, at the day job, I have to keep this closely guarded
on
the days when I have to bring my laptop.
Oh, that's like when I'm printing show prep.
Yeah.
I got to run to the printer really quick.
Yes.
Because in case my boss grabs the Nazi story in a predominantly Jewish place.
What are you bitching about? It's the only cardio you get all week.
Funny. It's funny. Funny.
Mr. Davin.
One.
Uno.
Everything could happen to me. Truly speaking, I'm not very healthy, and I am working hard to return the debts. Maybe I will die soon. Who knows it?
You can't. We are in his stories.
These fucking people destroy my whole life. This fucking FBI, Interpol, and UN soldiers from Kansas destroy me, but they deny it. You insist on your opinions.
Yes.
What I do. I'm like a Geico commercial.
That's what people do.
If you're dealing with scammers and trying to deal with a nut, you insist on your opinions.
Yes,
that's what you do.
It's what you do.
They are scammers from Africa. Partially, I can say they are scammers because I paid the money to Malaysia and Nigeria and Ghana from Brown Cotton's agent.
That's where they are.
Brown Cotton is a criminal because he is an asshole. No, no.
No. That's not
mutually exclusive. Although, no, I will say if you are a criminal, chances are you are an asshole. No. But you can be an asshole and not a criminal.
Mm.
Sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Usually we call them politicians.
Yes.
Or comedians.
That hurts.
Sorry.
In fact, he just asked me to pay for the fees, and he never did any investigation for the funds transfer. He is fucking lazy FBI man. Because when I think of the FBI, apparently he got Trump's playbook. She got Trump's playbook. Yeah. I don't trust the FBI. They're fucking lazy and don't investigate.
Yeah, really?
Ay, ay, ay. Brown Cotton cheated on Pauline, Cinta, and Victim A, and now he is hiding. He sent that fucking message to me about funds transfer. He was still going to use me. And then he want to report the crime to FBI, and maybe he want to get prize due to the job from anti-scam hunters. Fucking Melvin Santos cheated on my money with James H. Miller, Jennifer Green, and Morris Mariba, who was a phony.
They cheated on his money. She catches him having dinner. You see these dollar bags sitting there. You were cheating with me on my money.
Hamilton, how could you? No, he asked me to pay for the fees over $5,000. These fucking people will get punishment. No, they won't.
No, they won't.
James Harrison Miller was from Kansas, raised in Olaf, Kansans.
Olaf, Kansans.
Possible. He told me his birthday is June 20th or 22nd in 1965. Shame, shame, shame. Parker Desmond Green is also from Kansas, born in October in 1964. He has a daughter staying in UK. Eric Bohr is an Interpol, but fucking idiot using my report.
What?
He is fucking unprofessional because he does not know to bust fake profiles.
Oh, my.
Oh, is she an asshole?
Yeah.
She is an asshole.
Oh, that's a statement.
Yeah, it's rhetorical.
Yes.
Yeah, funny. Yeah.
Can you believe in these people who are from so-called real authorities? They are fucking liars. Of course, the person who brought this to our attention is also a scammer who lies to people in public. She's a very fat white woman who wants attention, everyone.
So what's wrong with wanting attention, everyone?
You can't help yourself.
No, I can't.
I can't help myself. I'm a fat white woman.
I've been called an angry black woman.
Well, you know what? It's fine. It's about time that our listeners learned the truth.
Yes. She's a very fat white woman who wanted attention, everyone. Lies, lies, lies. These are typical Americans. Shame on Americans.
Okay.
Brown Cotton has a daughter who is 28. This fucking idiot man uses my source. He will get punishment. First time we're hearing about a Brown Cotton daughter.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think she was 28.
No, no, you're thinking of Parker Green's daughter, Jennifer.
I was
She's
thinking
younger.
Of Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the first time we're learning. We're adding more characters.
Yeah.
Once I reported the crime for Miami with Jane. I think that means Jane Thimarum. I don't know. Now you can see these fucking idiot people use me to try to kill me. They are animals. They are not human beings. I once cried a lot, but I want to take revenge because I will expose everything to the world till I die.
Mm-hmm.
Now in a damn it all red.
I picked the wrong color.
Darn it.
Hey, no, you get my damn wrong color.
There might be time for balls.
Always time for balls. What they did to me will pay back to them. They are still hiding with those mail addresses. They are outlaw. They are criminals. James H. Miller does not feel shame, so he sent me his photo of fucking dick. Ha 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 ha! Shame on him!
That's what I'm saying.
He is a fucking man, animal, and he's criminal. Shame, shame, shame.
See, there was time for dick. There might be time for balls.
And then she sends me an article about an FBI Interpol and symposium to enhance global preparedness and securing critical infrastructure. And I write to Anne now. Why did you attach a picture called My Dick?
And
you're going to get the bottom of this.
Are you trying to foolish me, Anne?
No, you didn't.
I did.
That's funny.
Because you know how she used to say people are trying to foolish her.
Yes. You're trying to foolish me.
Are you trying to foolish me, Anne?
There you go. Are you trying to foolish me?
The ages the fake soldiers gave you do not even match their pictures. It is from Miller, not. Oh, she goes. It is from Miller, not me. Like I thought maybe it was her dick. It's much too big. You're Asian, sweetie.
Oh my God.
It's from Miller, not me. He sent me that one to me with my dick. I never change anything. we're arguing about a dick pic. Now.
I know. I know. You guys will argue about anything though.
No, I try to be nice. I go, I traced the source of the email from Santos. Here are the results. And I show her, and it's Ghana. They're from Ghana.
Ah. Mm. How surprising.
Yes. I go, scammer from Ghana, as I have told you, not member of the United Nations. She goes, he has another IP address. I did it before. He also has an IP from USA. Mr. Davin!
Oh, two.
Maybe the White House attentions to my mail.
Wow.
You heard what I said.
Right.
I got official mail messages. I guess I will get the reply sooner or later. I guess
the official mail message you got was the dick pic.
It was a very official dick.
That's very official.
He had a necktie.
Do you want me to start with July 13th, or you want to call it a show?
Just do a little bit more.
A little taste?
Yeah, do a little taste.
All right, a little taste. Mr. Davin.
Trace.
Trace.
This is what Eric Bohr sent to me, and it was massive.
Mm-hmm. Funny. No, did you ever open that?
For the show, I did. Because I don't know
trooper.
Why.
Yeah, you didn't want to see. But did you see?
Then I put it on Facebook. I sent it to people on Facebook and said they had to forward it to 6 other people. Because people do that.
Look. Hey, so how's it going? So what movies do you like? What books? Hey, here's my dick.
Yeah. No, so
what?
If you want a happy new year, forward this dick pic to 6 other people.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to start my new year off with a gog.
Matches the song you sang.
The year of the cock.
Oh, it's very sultry. Go on. I like where you're going
Al
with this.
Al Stewart.
Who?
Al Stewart.
Oh, okay.
Year of the cat. Year of the cock.
Well, it could be the year of the cat and the year of the cock.
Year of the cock.
It was a bang-up year.
Yes.
Fragile Sky's got a new tune you're working on, stupid?
No. The year of the cock.
Joe has a song he'd like to bring to the group.
Joe was then dismissed.
But not before he sang in the sperm.
Funny. Johnny Ray seeking opportunity. Brought the band into Sexy Susan.
I can imagine you with your stupid rod gut dress. Just doing a little solo out front with a little umbrella. Singing in the sperm. Little cowbell. I could see it.
Where were you in 94?
Avoiding you.
Little dildos hanging from the edge of the umbrella.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Joe, I think that's we have
just,
a gimmick.
That's just the kind of magical touch that you know, that...
Then you could sell
that
dildos
needs.
After the show.
Yeah, I'm going to have my own show in the village.
I've done worse. I hear there's openings. Huddle a huddle.
Huddle a huddle.
All the dildos have rocket emblazoned on them.
Oh. I was like the time... It's like the time I walk into that he booked me for a gig. I'm in the city and I'm the wrong place. And I walk, I go, there's a guy with his shirt off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is there a comedy show here? Yeah, sure. So I get on the phone. I go, Devin, is this a gay play? No, you know, no, it's not, stupid. Just go do the gig. So I go, I go back and I go, when's the comedy show start? And the guy looks at this. This is another guy. He looks at me, goes, you're in the cock. And I go, well, it beats the other way around, huh? Block around. There's the next block over.
Instead of the next cock over, it's the next block over.
Oh, and he was pissed off on the phone. He goes, this is a gay place. No, it's not a gay place, you asshole. Now get there on time. Yeah.
He's a gay asshole in the same sentence.
He's what he knows. Anyway. Fucking man Brown Cotton is an imposter hiding somewhere due to cheating on victims' money, and so are the other people, James H. Miller, Parker D. Green. They are still behind all the mail addresses. Eric Bohr's mail address is frozen. Ooh, it's chilly. Or he has closed his mail address, changing another one. The high possibility is to use fucking Melvin Santos' mail address. Then she sends this email to me. She forwards something that Eric Bohr sent. We are doing our best. I think that's the
subject. And what?
While you're asleep, we're still fucking.
Yeah.
Mrs. Ann, Mr. Brown Cotton has been detained since last week. And case is on investigation. Also, we have just received reports that Captain James H. Miller was rushed to the military clinic in Bahamas when he was trying to shoot himself this morning, a few minutes ago. Who the hell shoots himself in the fucking Bahamas?
Oh, wow.
The gold is intact, and Brown will be prosecuted and also will pay fine. I am doing my duty to arrest some scammers. You sent the link to us. If only it was that easy. And hopefully we have arrested more than 35 of them. We appreciate your efforts on this. Thanks, Mr. Eric. Mr. Davin!
Oh, that is four.
There's four.
And then she sends me an email from Eric emails. Eric Bohr of Interpol's email address. She sends that. And she traces back to United States and Salt Lake City, Utah. I go, rush to the military facility in the Bahamas? At any point, did that strike you as absurd? That's what I wrote down.
Military place in the Bahamas.
Did any point that strike you
Let's go to a vacation destination.
I've been to the Bahamas quite a bit. I don't remember a base there.
Yeah.
I traced an email from Interpol Eric, who was allegedly in France. It came up as Salt Lake City, USA. They're either using a proxy server or a tool to change the location of the email address. Either way, not France. It is crap. Mr. Devin!
Oh, my God, five.
Jesus.
Eric Bohr and Melvin Santos are using the same mail address. If I do not make any mistakes, they are fucking criminals using my source, and they are coward hiding.
Coward hiding.
This is fucking lies. I never get any fucking money at all. They ask never-ending payment. And then this is from, then she forwards me this. This is from Mr. Eric to her. The UN, Mrs. Ann Jackson. The UN is reading all your articles, are they? They are trying to see if you work with them in the future. Your funds will be transferred. It is just for you to obtain the Federal International Tax Bureau, which is $1,250. I have been assigned to move to England tomorrow noon. You are very lucky and will make sure that the funds are transferred. James will also leave for Thailand, Bangkok, tomorrow from Afghanistan. I have to call the lawyer to come to my office tomorrow noon. I am waiting for your confirmation of your full banking details. I bet. Sorry for my late response to your mails. Regards, Mr. Eric.
Mr. Eric.
And then that email, then I trace that, and that is from Ghana. I go, federal is one nation. International is many nations. The Federal International Tax Bureau? And I put a bunch of question marks. No such thing.
I get just the Federal International Tax Bureau? Question mark, you asshole?
Yeah, I'm clearly losing my patience with the shenanigans at this point. I go, scammers.
Scam.
Mr. Devin.
Six.
The IP will be changing. I did check it many times. Here is fucking Melvin Santos' mail. He sent the mail saying the funds are inactive. In fact, he want to eat money.
Okay. You know what? That's really a waste of good money, and it's dirty.
It's kind of roughage. In fact, he eats Victim C, Cynthia, Pauline, and Victim A's money. Let me show you the truth. That'd be a change. This Melvin Santos eats money, and he is very corrupted. And then this is from Melvin to her. Now, remember, he's Dr. Secretary Melvin Santos.
Yes.
I care, and I am working on it right now. Your funds is intact. I will keep you posted. Thanax, Dr. Melvin.
Thanax.
Thanax. We don't got time for spelling.
Wow, you know
Thanax
what?
Thanax comes up a lot. You might have to start including that one.
Yeah, you know, Thanax. You know what? He's UN business is very busy, so he doesn't have time for, you know, niceties like spelling, grammar.
That email address gets traced to Clifton, New Jersey. I go, proxy servers are tools to mask the true IP, although I think the Ghana one is correct. And then this is from our subject. Lies, lies, lies from American Hero. Ha, ha, ha. Scam.
Lies, 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 yeah.
They're going to get you.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God, seven.
Send this one to the Pentagon and you will know the truth. This one is from Parker D. Green when he asked me to pay for the fees for that fucking criminal Miller who sent his dick to me. You know what you did.
Do you think he wants it back?
Detachable penis.
Oh, greatest song.
He
sent his dick to me.
Number one, IC3 Brown Cotton committed crimes because he cheated on the victims. Okay. Number two, Melvin Santos is the snakehead because he eats the victims' money. I did show you the evidence. Number three. This fucking Parker Green's full header while he was in Bagram in Afghanistan.
Oh, no.
It's on a map.
Have they subdivided again? I hate that.
Afghanistan. It's a stan. You know what she means.
It's a stan.
Number four. I did not have intention to help this fucking garbage, but Parker Green threatened me. In fact, I do not love that fucking Miller. This is the truth, and this Miller is a liar. Please read the contents. And then this is from... I think Miller. Oh, no, this is from somebody. I don't know who the fuck it's from. And
I'm sorry. It's just, please read the contents. Like, you remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Phoebe Cates had all the love letters? In this one, I call him an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Valentine's Day show's coming up. Yeah. It'll be time for Love Fail soon enough.
Oh, yeah.
James has been held in Abu Dhabi in United Arab Emirates. Now they said the package he is carrying is containing gold. And he must pay for the clearance. I asked him to leave the goal with me, but he did not. They're asking for $7,500. Please contact Brown, as I have also sent message to Brown. They will seize the gold and hold him, maybe send him to court and jail him for carrying gold in such quantity without no legal license. Please try to help him. God bless. Then that email address is traced back to California, Los Angeles.
Well, proxy service.
And then here is a conversation between Anne and Parker. Anne, you are not a human being, but an animal telling me lies. God will punish you because you lie to me. I have no idea why you lie all the time. I hate you and your personality.
Oh, wow. And your personality.
Yeah. Just to reiterate, Parker says, God will punish you too because you called me a liar.
Ooh. Cool.
And you are. He never returns the money to me. You will see. You will play. You play on me and Brown. He is a good FBI man. I hate you and James H. Miller. James Miller, a liar. Green Parker. He will return all your money. This, I don't know what this is. This is a.
I know you are, but what am I?
This is from October 16th of some year. And this is a conversation between year. Parker. I can't. I won't. This is Parker saying they tried with Eric and Brown. That is how they got $5,800 with the dollar sign behind the number. So it's not American. But
of course.
American, so. Since 2 days ago, he is sick. And says, who is sick? James? Parker says, yes. He does not come online. Parker says he needs $1,700 to complete the fees, and he will leave there. Ann says, if not, what will happen to him? Parker says, jail. 50 years. Ann says, I am
what?
Crying. Yeah, 50 years.
Please.
Ann says, I am crying. Parker says, I have to work, please.
Oh, my God.
Try for him.
So cold.
At the base. Marine base.
Marine base?
Marine base, but not spelled correctly. And says, no one can contact James. Parker says, security at the gate. And says, it is dangerous. So dangerous. I want to cry. Parker says, if you raise money, send message to Brown, okay? After today, I will not contact you again. I will not have access to internet. And says, I am sorry, Mr. Green. It is so dangerous there now. So, you know, in this fucking war zone. I think so. This is why you will go there. Parker says, yes, you are right. And says, I am crying. About Jennifer? Parker says, Wednesday next week, if you can get any money. It will save James and send him home. Ann says, okay.
Oh, man.
Parker says, try all your best. Ann says, I will try. I will ask and beg. I do, and I did. And I got violence.
What?
I got violence.
Who? She says this?
Yes.
She got violence.
She got violence. Parker says, message Brown. Ann says, okay. Parker says, I will be going to the States soonest. Ann says, they will tell my students' parents not to pay me. I should fucking hope so.
Yeah.
Then hold my money. I will be fired. I will have nothing. Life is over. Parker says, how I wish James was home. He would have helped, but I am so sorry. Ann says, I told my friends. Parker says, I will not be online again. Ann says, help me. Parker says, because they will change me due to the security. Ann says, what do you mean? Parker says, I will not contact you again. Ann says, security? No. Parker says, no access to the internet again. I'll be at the base security for 1 month. Ann says, Secret Service? Parker says, do what? Parker says, please do not do anything again. It is over. Ann says, I will suffer in this life. Parker says, I have to work.
Wow.
Ann says, only
so
debts.
Cold.
Parker says, now. Parker says, I owe too much myself. Now my daughter hates me. My life is gone for a good and nice friend. Ann says, you can imagine what they told me. They're fucking both commiserating here.
Yeah, really?
Ann says, everyone hates me. I am a big liar. I said the
Stop.
Truth.
Stop. She says she's a big liar?
Yeah, that's what I think that's what she says everybody's thinking she is.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not as articulate as you. I said the truth, but everyone said that I am a liar. Parker says, you are not. You're an asshole. No. You are not. Ann says, even I found the scammers on Facebook. No one believes me. Everything I do is lies. They said so. I got violence. I told James. Parker says, and I quote, bye.
Oh, wow. He just does not.
Boy, they hung her out to dry, huh?
Yeah.
Give the old bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Says, try to save James' life. Brown has the gold bars with him. Ann says, keep it forever. You will know what it is. Lies. I think that's a good place to leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They, you know, that is just, I'm not expecting them to be nice people, but they are so wickedly cold. She's saying, oh, everything's happening and it's all so awful for me. And they're like, yeah, I got to work. Tough. Basically. They're, man,
yeah, but she made
so
her
cold.
Own bed too. You know?
I know she did, but
she's
it's
a victim,
they're
though.
They're so brutal to her.
Yeah, I know. They're not as touchy-feely as one would like.
No, no. I like my scammers to be a lot more cuddly.
They try their best for you.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. What was the tally, Pip?
Well, we had 7 Mr. Davins. The closest to that one was Joe, who had 5. And we had 0 Mafias and 0 Ball Busting Blue. And we had Joe had zero ball busting blues, so he got the closest, even though it really wasn't right on the mark. So Joe wins tonight. He got the closest.
Yay. Yay.
Bombing terribly. I'm trying.
Yes, you did. Now we're going to have to take you out. I'm going to old Geller you. I have sound effects, and I remembered.
Oh. Gosh.
I'm very impressed.
And now for a different feel.
All right, we get it.
I guess not.
You got a new toy.
No, it's the same toy I've had. I just remembered I had it. Is this one
going to
work?
Oh, no, not that toy. Don't bring that out.
That's unfortunate. Anyway.
Your toy stinks.
It certainly does. All right. I guess we're at that portion of the show.
We are. So while you guys are looking at stuff, I'm going to tell them, if you're in the mood for great Italian food,
fucking switching it up here.
Then you need to go to Francesco's.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I'm doing everything.
don't be sensitive. You weren't ready.
And she
took initiative.
Yeah,
you should be complimentary to her. Took the ball.
Why can't you follow suit?
Because she grabbed it. She had more.
He usually
because
likes
her
when
read
I grab
is
the
usually
ball.
Done first, and she had enough common sense to go there. We're trying to keep it in order as best as we can. She took initiative. She did a damn good job.
Thank you, counselor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister Curry.
Thank you. You get your 20 in the mail.
Thank you.
Go on.
So if you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Just got a nice email, a friend of Dennis's, Marty, she's done some clown work for me, and we did some murder mysteries together, but she's going to be at the funeral tomorrow, but she wrote this, and this is sweet. I heard your show tonight. It was great listening to stories about Dennis. Then hearing some of his comedy brought me to tears. I'll be there tomorrow. So
Very nice.
Glad. Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Not that she was brought to tears. But
no, but it's nice that other people, you know, got all you guys got to get together and talk about him and celebrate him. Mm. And his great personality and his work.
It's a shame you don't do this when people are alive. It really is.
It really is that people don't get to hear how people really think about them.
Death is really wasted on the dead.
It is.
Why don't you do a tribute to me next week?
I could. Hmm. We'd have to gather your friends. What are the three of them doing? Should we have the ex to be say a few words?
Oh, that'll be interesting.
I could say good words about you.
Oh, no. It's going to take
a week to think of them.
Like I said, you know, it's like having Davin. Like if I go, Davin is going to do my eulogy along with Lenore. And I go, I'm going to sit in a cloud just watching you two try to scramble up nice things to say about me.
Why would we go against character?
Yeah, really.
It would seem insincere if we were nice.
I could just see, all right, we'll have Davin. Well, stupid was a nice man. Lenore, well, fatso.
Well, who would set it up now if you died?
That's true. Let me tell you, let's see. Joanne had me at the curb with the trash the next day.
No, she's not fucking taking trash out. She never has.
She's going to call somebody.
It's true.
You're going to fucking rot in your coma bed.
Yeah, I know. God almighty. I got to figure that out.
That is a good question. Who would like be in charge now?
I don't know. Because I want a bag. Because what I do want is I want a bagpipe player, because I'm Scottish, to play the bagpipes as they come up to the grave.
Makes sense. You're irritating. That's irritating music.
Right. You know. And I want a guy from the Hibernian Hall, not the guy that lives in Elwood who's a kook who plays the bagpipes.
Look at him scouting bagpipe player being fucking particular.
Let me tell you something. I was at my parents' gravesite, and I walked a couple of graves down, and he had this empty plot that I think I might get. And it's nice. It's by a pine tree. I'm two doors down from the parents. Looked like a nice place for a child.
Sure.
Yeah, you know.
But who would be in charge, like, if something horrible were to happen?
Probably my brother.
But does he know everybody? But I mean, is he a social media person? Does he know everybody?
No, I'll have to handle it.
Can you please?
Yeah, you're dead stupid. You can't handle
it. Well, then you got the job, dumbbell.
I got the job.
Well, congratulations.
Another fine mess I walked myself into.
Look at that.
I probably could handle it.
Yeah. Could you please get a condo in between the house and the plot, please? I mean, look at this.
Look at Pat. I'm not
jumping.
Paying tolls, asshole.
No, it was a not-for-nothing moment. You know, I'm looking not-for-nothing. This looks nice. It's 2 doors down from the parents.
Look at
you
fucking
know?
Pip negotiating her inconvenience at your death.
Yeah.
And I'm the creep. I'm there. Look at fucking her. I didn't say, well, it's a little bit of a schlep.
It's another
no,
day
that totally
office.
That is not what I was saying. I was saying, could we please just move you on to the next stage of your life before we're moving on
well,
you on to
I
your
look
death?
It, you see, I look,
oh, like that.
Yeah, but
like
I look at it
that.
This way. The next step, the next step is the condo. The next step after that is assisted living, and the next step after that is a Brown's box, a casket there.
A Brown's box.
A bronze box. A bronze.
No, we had a box.
Oh, a bronze box.
Yeah.
Look at you putting fucking hoarding money.
Yeah. Now look, I want by my.
Should I be fucking taking notes?
Yeah. Well, my casket.
I think we
should. I want.
We're recording this.
I want
so we don't
balloons
need to write
tied
it down.
To the handle that says Bon Voyage on it. I want that.
You ain't light enough to float.
No, not me. The balloon, stupid.
Wait. So you want us to fucking release balloons?
No. I want you to tie to the casket handles balloons with Bon Voyage.
So it's gonna be you 6 feet under, dirt and fucking balloons sticking out.
No, when I'm at the funeral home. Oh, for Christ's sakes, I'll do it myself.
Just fucking tell us what you want done.
He climbs out and starts.
But
you're being
fucking ridiculous. I want this bagpipe, or I want balloons. Here you go. Here, not that dollar store. This dollar store.
You should write this down.
Yeah.
You should. You've given it a lot of thought.
All right.
Yeah. When things done, you should better tell somebody.
Right.
Besides us jackasses, because I know we're not going to find this tape.
I think, as a tribute to your comedy career,
and it's been dead long.
Yes, long time. I think you should announce yourself at the funeral.
I should make a tape.
You should.
I should tape.
Are yes, you going to open for yourself?
And now coming to the casket.
Oh, yeah. Come to the casket right now.
You've heard him on Davin's Den, Open Anthony. You probably don't recognize him. Please give 15 minutes of your time to Joe Curry.
Trucker Tom says, fuck that. You're getting balloons that say, get well soon, Joe.
Funny.
I like that, but nobody really wishes that for him. Yeah. Look at Tom chiming in to be nasty. I like that.
Joe's girl is like, oh my God, can they stop talking about his death?
Yeah, but
apparently
that's just it. Some of your biggest fans can't really do shit for you. I mean, that's the reality. How do you
that's
sneak around doing that?
Yeah. So like my comedy career.
So do we invite Bix? Do we make Bix aware of your death? Because he's going to outlast you, because evil lives forever.
He'll outlast everybody. No, yeah. Just let let the guys know.
The guys. I don't know your guys.
You got to have Pat Lamb come in. This place looks like an Indian whorehouse.
He's not coming in.
Looks like Indian whorehouse.
We won't get Ant. Ant doesn't do funerals. We know this.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
Unless we have it at his house.
Now
there's an idea. Now you're
just
talking.
Next, in the backyard next to the dinosaur.
No, that Beavis will jump in the damn casket and he'll pee on me. I don't
know. Well, we take turns.
Yeah.
Actually, he was looking for mulch anyway. So
yeah,
right. I kind of feel like it would probably fall to people like me and Joe Kumia.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that's where it would go.
Yeah, yeah.
And just as a tribute to you, we'd fucking halfway through the ceremony, Joe and I would start arguing about politics.
No.
I think they're going to do time at your
funeral. Then arguing about me as an employee.
No, we agree. You suck.
Yeah.
That's what unites us.
Oh, my God. They're going to have a roast at your funeral.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to say nice things. Yeah. Yeah, well, you really have to start thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because look at you.
Joe's girl said you're going to be laid out in your rock gut dress.
Oh, God, no.
The nice one.
The nice one.
The nice one.
And a boa.
Oh, that would be with the stupid sunglasses.
I can't die. I got to meet God looking like that.
Yeah.
Well, look at you now. It's not the way to meet him.
No. Look, it's fine. It's better than that. God will look at me and go, really?
He knows what you're up to. He's God.
Do you know the bullshit job I have to do in front of God? I can't be in a rot gut dress.
He knows what you do.
I understand that, but I got to try to do splaining. It's
God
like
doesn't hate the cross-dressers.
No, it's like trying to, look, I figure Judgment Day is probably like traffic court, where you could try plea bargain down.
And you better show up dressed nice.
Yeah, dressed nice. That's why you want to be buried in a suit.
Well, Trucker Tom is the best idea. He says, just prop Joe in Ann's hot tub and we'll have the whole service there.
Right on.
Yeah, but that's going to ruin the hot tub. He's going to stink after a while.
There's going to have to be some real scrubbing to go on.
Yeah, that's going to ruin the party vibe of the compound.
I don't think so. Put a glass in his hand.
Oh, you know what?
You never know.
We'll have a tribute. We'll have a tribute to Joe, and we'll do one final Davin's Den from the compound.
Yes,
Joe will be dead, mm-hmm. and he'll be sitting there not saying anything, much like our very first show at the compound. And Anthony will just whiz beer cans off of his head.
Donk. Oh my God.
It's not a bad idea.
I think it stinks on ice.
You did.
So will you.
You should have thought of that before you left it to me and Joe Cumia.
You shouldn't be planning my funeral.
You should be nice to the soon-to-be ex. That's what you should be.
I try. I try.
Yeah, it's not really an option.
You try. Oh,
yeah, all right.
God.
So I guess another fucking thing I have to do for you.
Right,
yeah,
you
think that idea stinks. You should see what you're going to smell like after they spend 2 days bickering about how things are supposed to go.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm
not going to bicker. There's nothing to bicker about. We're going to get them in the ground as soon as possible.
All right. 2 doors down from my parents' grave, by the pine tree.
Well, you got to buy the plot.
I understand that. But if I don't get a chance to buy it, you go in there, right? It's his parents, it's 2 doors by the pine tree. There should be a
somebody
thing.
Somebody else is going to beat you, too.
Yeah, what do you want me to fucking kick him out? Well, no. Stupid wanted to be here.
He went in that spot. Just dig a little further
down. Buy the
down.
Plot, you jackass.
Mm-hmm. Let me get a fucking house first or a condo
You can't
first.
Afford that, but you can
point.
Afford a plot.
Plots are expensive.
I understand that, but you're going to be there forever. But you deserve it.
Yeah, I think what's a plot run about $7,000?
I have no idea.
Like I'm asking
you. Can't
you,
put a price on something like that. It's your forever home.
It's my forever home.
You could just get cremated.
No.
We can stuff you.
No.
We can stuff you.
No.
Why?
No. I don't want to be stuffed.
Why?
Am I trigger stupid? No, I don't want to be
You'd be a great accessory at the fucking brokerage.
No.
Like a cigar store Indian?
Yeah. You know like how the stress factory has like the phone booth? The brokerage should have you.
I could be on the stage at the brokerage stiff with nobody laughing like I was alive.
See, you get my thinking.
Yes.
It seems like the most reasonable place.
I decided I want to go into grave.
But look how many times you've died there. It makes one for one. I think this is your destiny.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk with Joe Cumia about this immediately. We're going to write your will and last wishes for you. Don't worry, pal. We got this covered.
I'm going to start hoarding formaldehyde. We're good.
Well, with the other shit.
Yes.
Yeah, Joe's been dead for 3 weeks, but she can't fucking find the formaldehyde.
Yeah, I found a cactus, an old planter.
What do you think? I don't already have some?
Oh, he has a cat that died long ago. What's that doing here?
My fucking casket's going to look like a garage sale.
All right.
I'm going to put... make it magnetic, and I'm going to put little refrigerator magnets all over it.
Now, his personality wasn't magnetic, so we do what we can. Anyway, do you want to feel safe?
What a transition.
I'm up against the clock. Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attack? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts, where Joe's going to train, is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ for Deco today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email them at russfredico@yahoo.com, RussFerdico, yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner on Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. There's a great one coming up February 10th with Brad Lowry. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Wait, I have to interrupt with one more thing. Tom says he's going to line half of Joe's casket with a wall of food because Joanne would have wanted it that way.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Joe's girl says, you mean put canned peaches under them?
Yeah.
You know what would be really good? Yeah. If we could just have, like, because Joe's going to rest in peace, hopefully.
Yeah.
If we could just, have, like, somehow hook it up where there's, like, constant noise in the fucking coffin.
The footsteps walking up and down.
Like record
click,
something.
Click, 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 click.
the sink going on, the sink of the toilet.
Maybe put some lights in there that constantly go on and off.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think that we're going to have the wake and the repast all at the same time. We're just going to have a hot buffet right next to Joe in the coffin.
What is it, a Bix gig?
Yeah.
Why did you die? You had my lights and sound.
Bring them back.
Bring them back from the beyond. You're walking towards the light. It seems like a good one.
Funny.
I was like, you guys, oh, you bastards.
Joe Curry was one of the people I liked the most, and that's not saying much.
Yeah. And it was a very short list. Yes. Yeah, right. I did not like him. He irritated me the least.
Joe Curry fancied himself a headliner. Not a good one, but a headliner nonetheless. Mostly he showed up.
That's the part I liked.
And that's important.
Most certainly is.
Business, yes.
Oh, God. Okay. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gencarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9...
You can do it. Sound it out.
I got 2.5 minutes. Hold on.
Sound it out.
Finish it.
Sound it out.
973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey.
I'll finish it. You get a wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's. Was that fucking hard, stupid? Side Splitting Productions for all your entertainment needs, where a microphone is never near Pip. If you need a comic or a Santa Claus, not that that's going to happen anymore.
Your diaphragm slip again? What the hell are you doing?
Don't. You know how this fucking ends, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Get the tarp. SideSplittingProductions.com. SideSplittingProductions.com. Give us a call at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. She's leaking from everywhere. Joe, anything to promote?
I'm selling a house.
Buy it. All right. Thursday, January 5th, I'll be in New York, at the Broadway Comedy Club on the 11 p.m. show. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Friday, January 6th, Sidesplitting Productions presents a live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca Banquets, starring Brad Lowry. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. Thank you guys for indulging this. She really is, Joe. I don't know what her problem is. Let's get the fuck out of here. Enough of her nonsense. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell
no
one.
Either way, keep on listening.